You're supposed to solve crimes and be Nancy Drew in game format. And it's just like, be a book or be nothing, you know?
Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. My name is Brianna.
And I am Maddie. My pronouns are they, them.
And today we are doing another one of those muted interviews where we try to frustrate the other person to death.
Yes, we do.
Let's see. So, I was the interviewee last time. Mm-hmm. Would you like to interview me first this time?
Sure.
Alrighty.
I get double payback. Back-to-back payback.
Mm-hmm.
That's how back I get to get. Mm-hmm. Okay, well then, I'm gonna take off my headphones so that I cannot hear you. And I can now not hear Bree.
Neener, neener.
So, basically what I'm gonna do, because we didn't explain this game at all at the intro, is I'm gonna talk about something that Bree really loves. And I don't know anything about it, so I'm gonna get it super correct, and Bree's gonna agree with me no matter what. Because of that course. Is gaslighting. No.
That
so,
is, yeah.
Let's start with Nancy Drew, the games specifically.
I love the games.
I love a good game. And that's really why I don't enjoy the Nancy Drew ones.
Oh, because
I need to not look at your face because it's so funny. because, you know, you're like tasked with actually solving crimes, and it's too easy to do. You're supposed to solve crimes and be Nancy Drew in game format, and it's just like, be a book or be nothing, you know? That's what Nancy Drew is about. And I know that Bree feels the same way, so if you care to elaborate on how weird it is that that was turned into a game.
Okay, so first of all, those games are absolutely amazing, and they are very well made. Yes, there are some that are lacking, but some of them are just so good, and it's so much fun, and it's a nice little wholesome game.
It's, like, so unnecessary. So, basically, you know, I think another good format for it would have been, like, any other one. And, like, specifically, I can't look at you. Specifically, you know, maybe it would be better as, like, an escape room, you know, where someone actually comes in and murders someone, and then you actually have to solve it before the real police get there. I think that'd be pretty cool. but other than that, it's just, like, we get it. You're little and want to solve crimes, and
but it's a good game!
Yeah,
it's
elaborate.
It's a fun little format. It's a fun little format, and it's a very well, usually most of them are very well done games. And yeah, they're point and click, but it doesn't matter. It's still really fun, and you get to find clues, and you get to put it all together.
Right, and even though I've never played with it, or played it at all, and I literally don't know the gameplay or anything about it, I definitely know that you're right. It just is sort of like lower tier. Like, they could have put a lot more effort into it. Just like a real time waster, not educational, not helpful or fun or cute.
It is extremely in any way. Educational, extremely cute.
Yes, exactly. I agree. It should have been canceled before it was. Assuming it was, because I don't know anything. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like I have good and thoroughly boxed your ears. So I'm gonna put my headphones back on. How we feeling?
Oh, just you wait. I'm gonna tell you all about these games on one episode.
I love that. I actually think it'd be really fun to also play these while you're telling me about it.
Yes, because cool. In all seriousness,
I actually do want to see them.
They are super fun. Like, they are. I love me a good mystery, and I love a good mystery that I can, you know, solve. And there's like 38 of them so far.
Ooh. Wow.
The last one was a little bit of a departure, and I wish they would just go back to the normal point and click, and I really hope they do. So
Okay, so they're still making them?
Yeah, they slowed down a little bit, but I hope there's talk of more, so
Very cool. All right. Well, time for you to get me back.
Get me Indeed. Back. All righty. Ah, here we go. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to turn this off real quick. So I can't hear you or your protests.
Oh, boy.
All righty. Hello and welcome back to Comic Books and Movie Things, the podcast. I am your host, and today I am interviewing Maddie about why Black Widow in the movie is way better than Black Movie in any of the comics. And when I say the movie, I mean specifically the first movie that she showed up in.
Oh, God.
Okay. Which, as we all know, is probably one of the Iron Mans.
Yeah, that's so actually true.
She's just the best at being not very good at things. And so I really don't see why they decided to put her, of all superheroes, in here in the movies at all.
Oh,
but
boy.
She's there. And I guess we just have to all accept it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Maddie, would you like to also agree that Black Widow as a character is just garbage?
So listen,
and Black I'm talking Widow... about all over the place. She's garbage regardless.
I could not disagree more. I think Black Widow in the movie is a trash can, and in the comics she is
ice
cold.
Yeah, and she looks funny too.
Yeah. No. She's ice cold. She's mean. She will eat your fucking, your freaking throat out.
Yeah, she really can't fight anyone. Like, that's the thing though, right? They just took this random lady with absolutely no interesting background and they're like, you're a superhero now. And she's like, I'm a superhero now. And then she trips down some stairs.
See, and that's exactly how the movie version is. Totally agree with you. Couldn't agree more with you. The comics, though, I mean, she was this child.
But you know what I would really like to see, since it's back to me now? I just think it would be great if like, she just married Iron Man instead.
Oh, my
instead
God.
Instead of doing all of this crime-fighting stuff, she could just settle down and marry Iron Man.
Oh, my God.
And be a housewife.
Literally the last choice.
And I know that you agree with me.
Of all the men, the nastiest, no. No, listen, she can't settle down. She ain't like that. But
and I'm not saying she has to have kids. I'm just saying just needs some dogs. She could take care of all of Iron Man's iron dogs.
No, she
often... And she could clean the suit, too. Honestly, her calling is there.
First of all, I'm pretty sure those suits clean themselves. Second of all, her dog is Clint Barton, and it's adorable.
So we're in agreement. This makes me very happy. I'm so glad to hear all of this, and that you do, in fact, sign off on all of my ideas.
So brutal. No,
and I'm
so gonna brutal.
Unmute you now. Please do not hurt me.
That was tough. That was tough, but that was so funny. You went with Iron Man of all of the men. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was good. I feel like I should applaud you. You hit the right, well, actually wrong notes, and that's what made it so good.
I was like, what would really get to the core of the things that Maddie hates?
It was perfect, the having no backstory thing. Like, no! Beautiful. Well done. I think you won. We'll have to let the comments decide.
This is a competition? So. I didn't know.
Yes.
Well. Yes. You out there, if you would like to let us know who you thought had the best worst argument, please do. And if you have more best worst arguments to add, please do that as well. And if there's other things you want us to hear to talk about, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then let us know, and we will sift through it because we love the engagement, and we just
love
ourselves and others and others. Dogs.
That was true.
Yep, those are the things.
Yeah, but we hate Iron Man. Anyway, come back tomorrow because we will be here. Bye.
Bye.